passion for teaching the game, eliminating double jeopardy, and the 1% problem. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. When you love going to work simply isn't work. It's a joy. That's certainly the case for Tim Storch at Alpena High School, who, 7 years into retirement from an incredible teacher-coach run at Troy Athens, is truly enjoying his latest gig directing the fortunes of the Wildcats soccer teams. Storch won over 1,000 games and 9 MHSAA titles with the boys and the girls teams at Athens, but when retirement from teaching came calling and Storch moved up north to where his family had spent its summers growing up, he was hopeful another coaching opportunity would come along, and it did. And the Wildcat boys this fall reeled off 5 wins in a row recently and may well have a shot at their first district title in over 20 years.
You know, I think we've been very diversified in our attack. We probably have 4 or 5 guys that I think can step up and score goals. I think we have multiple weapons, which, you know, makes us a little tougher to defend.
A day in day, along with Grant Botha, Devin Saarinen, and Noah Karstens, are the offensive threats that make the Wildcats go. You can read more about Tim Storch and the Alpena soccer teams on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our MHSAA TV game balls this week go out to Holland West Ottawa football quarterback Isaac Van Dyke, who scored the game-winning touchdown with 20 seconds to go Friday in a come-from-behind 45-40 win over Rockford, and to the girls' volleyball team at Painesdale Jeffers. On its own now, after being in a co-op with Chassel for over a decade, earned its first win of the new era last week over Barraga. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our Be the Referee segment takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Sam Davis.
There's a big change in soccer rules this year on plays where a defender denies an obvious goal-scoring opportunity within their own penalty area. The penalty has been amended depending on whether or not the referee determines that the defensive player was attempting to play the ball when committing the foul. If so, the defender will receive a yellow card rather than a red card, and a penalty kick will be awarded. This eliminates the previous double jeopardy on the play, a PK and a red card. Of course, in those circumstances where there's no attempt to play the ball, the defender is still disqualified. This brings the high school rule in line with college and international rules.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Go to the MHSAA website now to register. The number one has always been an issue in school sports. At one point in time, it was the number one syndrome, to be the champion, putting too much emphasis on winning. That number one nowadays twists our thinking by basing too many things in school sports about a player's value or a team's prospects on whether or not they're connected to a future in Division I college athletics. Now, none of this should make any sense since only 1% of high school athletes achieve at the highest point of the so-called next level, and even fewer beyond that. Everything in school sports should be and must be driven by the 99% of the participants who play to enhance their overall educational experience. So I found it laughable earlier this week to read an article talking about the ongoing exodus of boys basketball players from our state to essentially non-school programs, those darn near semi-pro teams which play with few, if any, of the standards or the rules that the 99% play by and find value in. The excessive attention the 1% receive from the media, handlers, non-school coaches, recruiting service vermin, and the like is a real challenge for school sports. Coaches have to stop thinking their job is to get kids college scholarships, and the media need to devote more time to covering every kid instead of tweeting or blogging or posting something every time a 17-year-old with a ball blows their nose. Besides, in Exodus, over 600,000 Israelites were involved. The article I read talked about 10 kids in 4 years, less than 0.01% of the 40,000 or so young men who have played high school basketball in Michigan over that period. Hardly an exodus. Join us again next time for another edition of This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.